Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We're actually on Lamed Aleph, up to the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Very, not an easy Daf today. We're going to try to get to the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. The Gemara today is going to quote that Mishnah, but we're probably not going to get to it. So here we go. Starts off nice and simple. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Kedarim, two potters, two guys, each holding a jug. Shehayu Mahalchin Zeh Achar Zeh. One's walking behind the other. V'niskal harishon, the first guy slips. V'nafal, and he falls. V'niskal hasheni barishon, and the second guy bumps into the first guy. Right? That's what we call in America a rear-end collision. Right? The second guy bumps to the first guy. Harishon, I guess they call that everywhere, a rear-end collision. Harishon chayiv, the first guy is chayiv. Why? Because he stopped suddenly. He stopped. Didn't give the second guy a chance. Rishon Chayev Benizke Sheni. The first one has to pay for the damage that's done to the second guy. So far, so good. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Tema, don't think for 1 minute that Masnisin Rebihi, that this Mishnah is only going according to Rebbe, the Amar, who says, Niskal Posheyahu, that if you slip, you're a posheya. That's a machlokas we had earlier in the week, whether or not slipping is a posheya or an ones. And if it's an ones, person number one would not be liable. Don't think that. And don't think that the mission only going according to a mayor who holds that the rishon is that if you slip, you're chayef because it's posheya. You're not watching where you're walking. Don't think that. Elafilu l'rabbanon, even according to the rabbanon. The Amri, who say, Anus who, that slipping is an ones, upater, and therefore you're pater, hacha chayiv, here you would be chayiv. Even Rabbanan who say that slipping is ordinarily an ones, and normally you're pater, here you'd be chayiv. Why? You're right, slipping is an ones. That's not what we're faulting you for. Shehayu lo lamod, should have gotten up. You had time to get up, time to get out of the way, and v'lo amad, you didn't get up. You didn't get up. You could have gotten up. You could have gotten out of the way. You didn't. Therefore, you're chayev. 1 minute. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Afilu Tema. He agrees with Rav Yochanan. He agrees that this Mishnah goes according to everybody, not just for Meir, but for a different reason. Not because he couldn't get up. Afilu Tema lo hayu lo lamod. Even if he couldn't get up, he's still lying. He can't get up. He can't get up in time. Hayu lo lahazir. He could have yelled out a warning. Yeah.
But according to the mayor, though, really the first guy should be part, even if this guy's posheya, why is the second guy just as much of a posheya as the first guy?
Because he couldn't stop. Someone asked that question. But he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop.
Well, the first guy, it wasn't his fault that he fell either.
No, according to the mayor, falling is a posheya.
No.
Right? Falling is a posheya.
The second guy's not a posheya.
The second guy's not a posheya.
The same thing.
The second guy's not a posheya. He should have, he couldn't stop in time. It's all the first guy's fault. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, you know, not because he didn't get up in time. Maybe he couldn't get up in time. But Chaylo Lahazir, he could have warned him. V'lo Hizir, he didn't warn. Rav Yochanan Amar, that's not, what kind of answer is that? Kivan Delo Chaylo Lamod, since he couldn't get up in time, Lo Chaylo Lahazir. He also couldn't warn him. Why? The Tarud, he was very busy. Right? When he's busy, that means busy. He was preoccupied. He's lying there on the floor. He's trying to get his bearings. He's trying to gather himself together. He didn't realize. And therefore, he couldn't get up. He couldn't warn. So therefore, you're potter. Fine. Now, the Rif and the Rambam both paskin like Rev Yochanan. The reason why he's chayv is because he didn't get up. The Rush says, that doesn't make any sense. The Rush says, first of all, we're going to have two kashas on Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to have two proofs now that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is right. We are going to reject both proofs, and the Rush is going to say those rejections are such weak rejections. It's so obvious that Rav Nachman is really right, and the issue really is warning. It's so obvious. And even though the Rush says all that, and he says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was a Basra, all these reasons are Shapatzel Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Mechaber in his derech, right, You have Rif, Rambam, and Rush. So the Rif and the Rambam held one way. He paskin that way. Also, the Rambam's in that column. So listen to this. The Mechaber says in Tuf Yud Gimel in Hilchas Choshen Mishpat in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, Shnei Kedarim Shahi Mahalchem Baderech. Two people walking down the street. Zeachar Zeh, one after the other. V'nitzkal HaRishon, the first guy slips. V'nafal, and he falls. V'nitzkal HaSheni V'Rishon, the second guy bumps into the first guy. Im Hayil Rishon La'amod V'lo Amad. If the first guy could have gotten up and he didn't, Chayev HaRishon B'nitzkei Sheni, the first guy's liable. Afal Pi, even though Shu Ones B'shas Nefila, he was an Ones when he fell. Why? Because probably the Chachamim, falling is not on purpose. Falling is an Ones. Ain't no onus. Why is not onus? Be also mutol aderech. Farei yochol lamod. He could have gotten up. V'im lo hayolo lamod. Potter. If he couldn't have gotten up, he's potter. Af al pi, even though shelo hizir lozeh. Even if he didn't warn him. B'chav is black and white. Shelo shenitzkal bo. Neishu tard v'nafsho. He's preoccupied. Says the Rama. V'yesh omrim. D'chayiv im hayabo p'nai lahatiro. You're chayiv if you could have warned him v'lo hizir, and you didn't warn him. Right? Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Mechaber in the Ramah. What's the reasoning behind the Machlokas? That'll get fleshed out in the next few minutes. Now, because we're going to try to bring rayas that Rav Nachum Yitzchak is right. Here we go. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. This is the next Mishnah on Amud Beis, which we're not going to get to today. Tanan. Hayabal Kori Rishon. Now, instead of two guys holding jugs, one guy's holding a beam. He's holding a beam on his shoulders, walking down the street. Ubal Chavis Achron. And a guy holding a barrel is behind him. So they're walking down the street, one's holding a beam, one's holding a barrel. Nishbara Chavis Bekora. The barrel bumps into the beam, right, and breaks. Putter. The owner of the beam is putter. Why? Why should he be chayv? What did he do wrong? Right? You're walking too fast. You walk too fast. Right? It's called following too closely. You're following too closely, right? You're driving in the car and you're following too closely and you bump into the guy in front of you. What's the guy in front of you? It's not his fault. You're following too closely. But the im amad bal kora, if the guy with the beam suddenly stops, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because I'm walking at my normal pace. You can't do that. You can't just stop in the middle of the street. Now, my love, doesn't that mean She'amad l'kasef, he stopped to adjust the load. He didn't just stop because he wants to look at the scenery. He stopped because he wants to adjust his load. D'urchuhu, that's normal. I have to know. The second guy has to realize it's normal for people to adjust their loads. V'katani, and nevertheless, the Mishnah says, chayiv. Yechayiv. Why chayiv? D'havli l'hazir, because he should have warned him. He should have yelled out a warning. Since he didn't do that, he's chayiv. What do you see? Rav Nachum Yitzchak is correct. The issue is warning, not being able to move out of the way. So the Gemara says, lo, no, not necessarily true. What's the case? The case is, kisha amad lafush. He stopped to rest. Tosos points out, obviously, and what if he had stopped? So Tosos points out that if the guy would have stopped to adjust his load, which is normal, the first guy, the Bal Koro, would not be chayiv. Right? If he adjusts his load because he wants to rest, then the second person who bumps into him, the Bal Koro is going to have to pay for that. But if he stops to adjust his load, which is Urchahu, he's not going to be chayiv. Says Tosfos, it must be that when the guy stopped, there's a different kind of stopping. How's the guy in the back supposed to know why he stopped? Right, you're walking, you're driving the car. I'm just wondering why you stopped. How's the second person supposed to know what was the reason why the Bal Koro stopped? Right? How's he supposed to know that?
Right.
Right. Right. So Tosa says, maybe that's what he's driving at, there must be a difference which is observable from the guy behind, and therefore he's able to stop in time even without the warning. And that's why he's going to be putter. If he stops to adjust his load, the first guy's going to be putter. But if he stops to check out the scenery, to rest, whatever it is, then he's going to be chayiv. I, how does the guy behind supposed to know? What's the difference? Tosfos says there must be a difference. There must be an observable difference, which would give him a heads up, and therefore the Baal Kor will be chayiv in one case and pater in another case. Now the Gemara is not finished yet. The Gemara doesn't like this answer. The Gemara says kish amad lefush. Now what would be aval amad lekasef? But what if the Baal Korah, the guy holding the beam, stopped to adjust his load? My od halacha be pater, right? Pater. Now Adatani Seifa. The Seifa of the Mishnah is going to say tomorrow, V'im amalo lebal hachavis, if he yells out to the bal hachavis and gives him a warning, Amud, stop, right, I stopped, Potter. Then you're going to be Potter. So the Gemara is going to ask, why do you have to bring in another case from left field of yelling to the guy? Liflog v'lisni b'didei. I have a distinction in the very case of walking without yelling. But mad devar mamurim, when is it true that you are going to be chayiv b'sha'amad lefush? If you stop to rest. Aval amad lekasef, but if you stop for the simple reason of adjusting your load, putter. You're going to be putter. You're going to be putter. Ha'kamash malon, so what do you see from here? So, one second. So the question is, we have a question now on the explanation. We said that this is no proof that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is correct. It could be we're talking about a case of, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, about not being able to get up. Then why do you have to make a distinction? Then why just make a simple distinction here? Hakamash Malan, the Chiddush is, Af Agav de Amad Lefush, even though he stood up to rest, Ki ka'amalol abal chavis amod, but if he yells out to the bal chavis potter, he's going to be potter. So we have rescued Rabbi Yochanan Shita, right? We've rescued his Shita. Says the Rosh, what kind of answer is that? What kind of answer is that? Why would on earth would I think that you should be chayiv if you warn somebody not to keep on walking? That's the Chiddush. If I warn you not to walk, then I'm going to be potter. Why should you be chayiv? The words of the Rosh. Listen to what he says. He says, "In yishbar bal hachavis chaviso." If the bal hachavis breaks his own barrel, kedesha bal hakori yishalim, so that the bal hakori should have to pay for that. Ha'im yichayiv yishalim. You have to pay for that. It's like taking the barrel and you're walking straight into a wall. It's your fault. I told you not to walk there. He warned him. Therefore, the Rosh says, what kind of answer is that? Such a weak answer. That's what the Gra explained. That's why the Ramah didn't want to hold it to Machaber. What a weak answer that is. Such a weak answer. The Pnei Yeshua tries to give a defense for this answer, and he says exactly what you said. We had a case last week where if I take barrels and I fill them up and I put them in your property, you have the right to smash through. You have the right to do that. But you can't block. Or is it even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? I take my barrels, I fill them up with wine, I block the whole road. I'm very busy with the truck, right? I'm going to be loading them up. I can't do that. I can't get through. I have the right to take a hammer and break all the barrels. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I would have thought that, I'll say it over here, Hayamakum litos, there was a possibility to make a mistake and think, Volomar to say, Shekemo shemamale chatze chaveru kadayayit v'kadei shemen. Just like if you fill up your friend's field, your friend's area with wine or oil, Amru Gemara, the Gemara said on Chavches that what Shemeshar b'Viyotze Meshar b'Nichnas, you can just break them all up. Im Kain Gam Kan, here too. Sheiniach Hakora L'Rechov HaDerech, I took my beam and I blocked up the whole road. Yesh L'Chol Echad HaZechus Lavor, you can keep on walking. Even if you're going to break it, I would think that. I can actively break it, no? I can go ahead and smash it. I can't get through. I can certainly keep on walking. And if it breaks, my barrel, I can certainly break your beams. You're blocking the road. So if my barrel breaks, of course you have to pay. That is what the svara. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That is the svara why why this makes sense. I'm with Rosh said this doesn't make any sense. So the Pesach does not have a svara. Says of Shlomo Zalman, what kind of svara is that? Such a weak svara. How could you compare a case where a guy takes all his barrels, fills them up, takes up the whole street, takes up your whole field, and then goes off somewhere? Like, where did this guy go? Here, the guy's sitting there with the beam. So yell to him, get out of the way, here I'm coming. How could you compare the two? So Shlomo Zalman, yeah, Ben Yeshua, Shlomo Zalman's an Ashkenazi, so he's trying to defend the Ramah, right? So Ben Yeshua was trying to defend the Rambam and the Rif, and Shlomo Zalman says, what kind of defense is that? How would I think that? Can't compare the two cases at all, right? Right. Also, another distinction that Shlomo Zalman points out, here it's very temporary. Temporary. There, the guy put the barrels in your field, and he went off somewhere. So we don't know how long they're going to sit here. Yes, I have the right to take the law into my own hands and break them. Here, so the guy's adjusting his load, or he's tapping to take a rest. How long is it going to last? You have the right to go smash it? So that's how he hit the Taina there in the Pnei Yeshua. And that's why the Rosh was matmiya and held it from Nachum Yitzchak. This is a very weak answer. To say that if you warned him it's okay, it's a very weak answer. All right, I think you're chayav. Okay, next. Toshma. We learned in a brisa. Is it a brisa? This is a Mishnah. Where is this? It's a brisa. Okay. Yeah. Hakadorim v'hazagagin. A guy who makes jugs and a guy who makes glass. Shahayim ahalchin ze'achazeh. They're walking one behind the other. Nitzkal harishon, the first guy falls. The nafal, and he... Nitzkal harishon, the first guy slips. The nafal, and he falls. The nitzkal hasheni berishon, the second guy bumps into guy number one. The shlishi besheni, and guy number three bumps into guy number two. Okay? A pile up. Rishon chayiv benizke sheni. So number one has to pay for the damages done to number two. V'sheni chayiv benizke shlishi. Number two has to pay for the damages done to number three. V'ya machmas rishon naflu. And if they all fall because of number one, which we'll explain that at the very end, rishon chayiv benizke kula. Number one's got to pay for everybody. It's all his fault. Now, says the Brisa, v'im hizharu zezeh peturin. But if number one gives a warning, he's potter. Isn't that exactly your Nachum Yitzchak? It's exactly true. My love, aren't we talking about Shelo Hayulahen Lamod? He couldn't get up. Getting up doesn't make a difference. What's the difference? The warning. So the Gemara says, Lo, that's not true. Shahayulahen Lamod. He could have gotten up. Ava, he could have gotten up. He could have gotten up. Therefore, why is he chayiv? Because he didn't get up. It's not a rioter of Nachum Yitzchak at all. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Avaloha Yilahem Lamod. What if he couldn't get up? Couldn't get up in time. My, what would Allah be? Potter? He's Potter? Ihachi, if that's true, Adatani Seifa. The Seifa of this Brisa said, Im Hizru Zezeh Potter. If you warn them, you're Potter. Why should warning be thrown in here? The only issue is getting up. Ihachi, if so, Liflog Velisne Bidi Day. The distinction between Chayiv and Potter should be made in the case of getting up. Why are you complicating things? Why are you complicating this brisa? Stay nice and simple. When you Chayiv, you could have gotten up, but you didn't get up. You stay down there, of course you're going to be. You're a bar. You're getting everyone to bump into you. Aval, low. But if not, what do you mean if not? If you couldn't get up, Aval, low, Chayiv, Lamod, you couldn't get up. But Durin, you're Potter. Why are you bringing the case of warning, making it so complicated? So the Gemara says, Hakamash Malan, no, the Chiddush is, even if you could have gotten up, if you warn them, you're Potter. Again, says the Rosh. What kind of answer is that? How could you warn somebody, be careful, you're still going to be, of course you're going to be Potter. There's no Chiddush in that. Which is why, again, the Rosh holds, we don't hold like this. Okay, now, the rest of the daf is going to try to explain the following statement of Rava. It's a very cryptic statement. Amar Rava. Rava says, in the following case we just said, two bumps into one, three bumps into two. And what do we say? One pays for two pays for three. Rava is going to qualify it. Amar Rava. Rishon chayav b'nizkei sheni. Number one has to pay for the damages of number two. Bein b'nizkei gufo. Whether he damages him with Reuven, what's it called? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. 1, 2, and 3 is Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven damaged Shimon with his own guf. That's what this means now. We're going to change this, but this is what it means now. Reuven damaged Shimon with the guf of Reuven. Or Bein b'nizkei mimono. Or with the money of Reuven. In other words, Reuven's jug, which is his money. Shimon got damaged, got hurt by Reuven himself. Or by Reuven's jug. Okay? However, Sheni Chayiv, the Sheni is Chayiv, Benitzke Shlishi, if Levi got hurt, only Benitzke Gufo. Only if Levi got hurt from Shimon's body himself. Because the body yourself, you're considered an Adam. Adam is a Mu'ud La'olam. Aval lo Benitzke Mimono. But not if Levi got hurt from Shimon's money. Why not? Why not? The Gemara will explain that in a minute on Amud Beis. Levi got hurt from Shimon's money. Shimon is 100% potter, says Rava. Ah, it's a bar. Right? Isn't Shimon's stuff a bar? The Gemara is going to answer that question in a minute. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mamanoshach. Iniskal posheyahu, if falling down is posheya, then sheni nami l'chayev. The sheni should be chayev if the damage was done with his money. Sheni also was at fault for falling down. And iniskal lav posheyahu, but if falling down is not a posheya, then rishon nami liftar. Reuven should be potter. Why? Because falling was an ones, fine. So you want to tell me that other mu'ud la'olam, so for the body you chayef, why you chayef is a jug? That's an ones. So the Gemara answers, Rishon vadai posheyahu. The Rishon is certainly a posheya. He's certainly a posheya. Okay? Sheni, agufo mechayev. The second one, he's chayev for his guf. Why? The ha'evel olamo. He should have gotten up. Velo amad. He didn't get up. Amimono putter. Why is he putter on his money then? He's putter on his money. The amale, because he could say to Levi, who just got hurt, hi bira, this bar, lava not krise. I didn't dig it. I didn't cause this fall. Reuven caused the fall. I didn't cause the fall. Therefore, Shani is putter on Levi's damages if it was done with Shani's money. Okay?
He could have gotten up and could have removed the...
No, we're not going to say that. He couldn't move it. He could get up himself, but he couldn't move it. Right? He fell. His stuff splattered all over the place. So he could get up. And stuff down over there, he can't get to it in time. What happened? Levi fell on it. So Shimon says to Levi, it's not my fault. I bumped into Reuven. I can't be chayef for this bar. It's a total accident. Me? Okay, I'm a mu'ud. I could have gotten up. I didn't get up. Fine, I'm chayev. Okay?
In the
chanami. In the chanami.
How do you determine that?
If it's the only, it's the good, if not, not. No, the, who is it? The Ramban asks, then why isn't Reuven chayev for Shimon's bar? Why isn't Reuven chayev for Shimon's, right? It's all Reuven's fault. Right, what does the Gemara say? Shimon says, I didn't dig that. That's not my fault. Well, then who did it? Reuven. So Reuven should be chayev. Okay, now, the reason why this Tosfos is so gigantically long, right? It starts way on the bottom, on the middle, through Amid Aleph, Amar Rava, Rishon Chayev, Benitzke Sheni, right? And it goes all the way down through Amid Beis, is because Rashi makes a wild statement. He says it, it's on... I have it here on the second to last line of where the lines are skinny. Second to last line where the lines get skinny. You see that? V'kasava Rava. You see V'kasava Rava at the second to last line? There's a little circle there from the Kiva Eger. It's on the Rashi on the left side. Second to last line before the lines get wide. You see if it says V'kasava Rava? You have it there? No one can find it? You have it? You have it? V'kasava Rava. Rava holds, is that the habit? Because of a Rava holds, the Rabbanon Lo pligi aleha de Rav Meir. The Rabbanan don't argue on Rav Meir. Beniskal posheyahu. Whether slipping is a posheya. Kidu'uki le'el abaya de batarti pligi. Like Abaya said the other day, that Rava, that Rav Meir and the Chacham argued twice. One was on that one, and the other one was, Ela ba'afkir nizakav hu de pligi. They argue whether it could be mafkir nechasim after damage happens. Aval niskal me'atmo. But if you fall and slip, posheya hu l'divri hakol. Everybody holds your posheya. Everybody holds your posheya. So when Rava said, Rishon vadai posheyahu, the first guy's for sure posheya. Why? Because slipping is a posheya. Everybody agrees to that, says Rashi. Everybody agrees to that. Rava holds, everybody agrees to that. That statement's very controversial. Apparently it's not true. Abai is really correct about it. How could Rashi say such a statement? And that's part of the whole alumnus. So Rishon vadai posheyahu. The first one's vadai posheya. Everybody agrees that Rishon is a posheya. Why? Because slipping is a posheya. Nobody argues on that. By the way, he didn't even have to say he did. So now, the reason I brought that in, it's way beyond me, but the reason I brought it in is because the Ramban asks, why isn't Reuven chayiv for Shimon's possessions? After all, it's a bor, and it's all Reuven's fault. So the Ramban answers, because we're going to change this. And the Ramban says that because Rav is going to hold it to Chachamim. This is only a Havamina here. Rav is eventually going to change his mind and say that the Rav holds it to Chachamim, or maybe the Ramban just totally disagrees with Rashi, which is also possible, that the Rav holds that if you slip, you're not a Posheya. You're an Onis. So once you're an Onis, why should you be Chaya for that? That was an Onis. Me? And then maybe I could have gotten up. Right? If the actual falling is an Onis, why should I be Chaya for that bar? Okay? Meisve. Now we're going to ask the following question on Rava. Kulam chayavin al nitzke gufon. There's a braita out there that says, everyone's chayiv. Again, it's a similar situation where there's a pile up, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi all bump into each other and all get hurt. Now, Reuven doesn't get hurt, by the way. But the braita here says, kulam chayavin al nitzke gufon. Everybody's chayiv if damage was done by their bodies. Upatur al nitzke mona. Putter on the money. So my love, doesn't that mean Afilu Rishon? Even the first guy has to pay? Right? Even the first guy's putter? The first guy's putter? Rava didn't hold like that. So the Gemara says, no, lo, Levarmi Rishon. Not the first guy. When we said everybody, we meant not the first guy. So the Gemara says, V'hakulam katani. That's everybody. So Amar Vada Barava, no. Kulam Hanizakin. We mean all the everybody who are victims. Reuven's not a victim. All the victims don't have to pay for the money. The money got damaged, this putter. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Mai, how could that be?" I amrit bishlam afilu rishon. If the first guy's included, hayno diktoni kula. That makes sense. Ella I amrit levarmi rishon. If you say it means everybody but the first guy, my kula. Then why does it say kula? Listni hanazakin. It should say the victims. So because of that reason, everything we've said till now is rejected. Ella, Amar, that question makes us. We're going to come back to this, but right now it's rejected. Ella, Amar, Rava. Rava has a second, another pshat to explain. We're going to explain Rava again. What did Rava say? Rava said, if you go back to Amar Aleph, Rava said, Rishon Chayev Beniske Sheni Bein Beniske Gufo Bein Beniske Mamono, which we translated those words to mean, if you damage with your body and with your possessions. We're going to change it now. And we're going to say, instead of not with your body and with your possessions, Sheini Chayev Beniske Shlishi, Beniske Gufo, only with his body, but not with his possessions. Why? Because it can't be a bor. That can't be pshat, because we have a braisa that says they're all potter, and that can't mean Reuven. What do we do? Ela Amar Rava, says Rava, Rishon Chayev. Only now, Rishon Chayev means only Reuven's Chayev himself. His Kelim Aneva Chayev. Only Reuven's Chayev. Bein Beniske Gufo, Desheni, whether he hurts Sheni himself, Bein Beniske Mamono Desheni, or whether he damages Sheni's money. We're talking about now only Reuven, not his possessions. Sheni Chayev, Beniske Shlishi, Shani chayev if he damages shlishi benizke gufo. Only if he damages shlishi himself. Avalo benizke mamono. But not if he damages the money of shlishi. Okay? My timer. Why? The havale bar. Because your possessions is a bar. Your knapsack, your stone, your jug, your glass vase, all that is kalim. V'lo matzinu bar shechayev bo etzah kalim. We never find a bar that's chayev on kalim. Okay? Did I say that right? That, yeah? Okay. Now. Okay. What are we saying now? We're saying that when you fall down, you are a bar. You're a bar. You're a bar. You're not considered an Adam Mu'adolim. You're considered a bar. Therefore, that's what we're saying. That's what Rav is saying. Therefore, you're only chayiv on people. Because, by the way, the patur of Sharvalo Adam Chamarvalo Kalim was only on death. If a bar injures a person, you're chayiv. So you're a chayiv now as a bar. Therefore, you're only chayiv on people, not on Kalim.
Why is the first guy chayiv?
Why is the first guy chayiv? Is that true? That's why I want. Did I translate that right? Yeah, I did. Because the first guy could have gotten up and he didn't get up. So the first guy has a din of an Adam, right? The second guy only has a din of a bar. Because he bumped into Rishon, he didn't do anything wrong. So the first guy has a din of Adam, he's going to be chayef for both. But the second guy only has a din of a bar, therefore he's not chayef for Kalim. No, if the bar is a kli. Oh, either way, the victim is a kli. Ain't a chanami.
Think about who you said before,
that's the first, that we rejected that. We're going to come back to it, but that's how we rejected it.
Yes.
And therefore you're Patrick. Why? Because you're Patrick on Caleb. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, that only makes sense, Shmuel, according to Shmuel. Dharma who says, Kol takala barhu. Any takala could be a bar. Anything's a bar. Ela l'rav, but according to Rav, the Amar I afkare in vi lo, the only way you can have a bar is if you're mafkar the keli. Mayaka lememar. Guy's not mafkar himself. So how could a human being ever be a bar? I can't be, according to Rav. So the Gemara says, you're right. La'olam kita'ama me'akara. We revert back to what we said earlier. That Rava said that Rishon Chayev Beniske Sheni means the guf of the Rishon and the mamon of Rishon. We had a kasha, right? That's what it means. The guf of Rishon and the mamon of Rishon. We had a kasha, udikasha lach. We had a kasha, then why does the Brisa say Kulon Chayavin? Why does it say Kulon Chayavin if it's not true? Because Reuven, 1 second. Right, it said Kulon Chayav al Niski Gufo Upaturin al Niski Mono, and now we just said that Reuven holds your Chayav if your money does damage. And the Gemara answers, Turkum of Adar Menume. Adar Menume explains, Kabe de Ravina, Shehuzgu Kalim be Kalim. No, what happened was, in Reuven's case, Kalim damaged Kalim. And if Kalim damaged Kalim, there is a patur. Why is there a patur? Because the bar is not chayiv in Kalim. Ain't a chanami. If the Kalim would have damaged a person, if the Kalim would have damaged a person, of course they're going to be chayiv. But if the Kalim damaged other Kalim, there's a patur. And that's how we explain everything. There's a big, big Rashi here who goes through the whole, it's very simple Rashi. It was very easy Rashi. And he explains the whole back and forth. Like I said, this was not easy. Not easy at all. Right, we just have three more lines. This is actually not much easier. Amar Mar, we did say that im machmas rishon naflu, if everybody fell because of number one, then rishon chayev benitzki kulam. Number one's going to be chayev. Now machmas rishon hechi nafl. How did that happen? How did it happen that a guy falls and then everybody else falls because of him? So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, or Papa Amar, Papa says, the Paschal Orche Kishilda. You block up the whole road. Like a carcass. You block up the whole road, and nobody can walk through. So therefore, Shimon and Levi are both going to be damaged because of Reuben. They're going to be chayiv. Rav Zvid Amar kechutro dimisdis yumya dim yusa, like the stick of a blind man, like a walking stick of a blind man. That walking stick is in the road. Everybody trips over it. Right? Rashi says, is there any difference between these two? So Rashi seems to say no. No difference. They're just giving cases that they were familiar with. There are three explanations why it's different, why they're different, why they're specific. Tosfa says that according to Rav Zvid, you would not be chayiv on the case of Rav Papa, on the case where he was lying there he took up the whole road like a carcass. Why not? Because then certainly guy number three could see that guy number two got hurt. And therefore, that would not be a case of, why would that be Reuben's fault? That's totally his own fault. You could see it. But a walking stick of a blind man, not so obvious, and therefore that's why he came up with his own case. That's Tosus' pshat. The Nemuk Yosef says, and the Demukis a similar idea. By a walking stick, it's very possible that Shlishi would not know that Cheney got hurt from the walking stick. He doesn't know what happened. And therefore, Rizvid had to come up with a special case of the walking stick. And the Ramah says, I think he says that we're talking about a walking stick that many blind people use. He says over here, the Matuba B'makal Echad HaMeshamesh Sumin Harbe. Many blind people use this stick. Harishon Magash Eshaderech B'makal. The first guy's walking and he's trying to feel his way on the street. V'hasuma Hasheni Nismach Barishon V'hashlishi B'sheni. There's a big pile up. So Umaduba, we're talking about Sheniskal Hasuma Harishon B'keder Shenafal. Sheniskal Hasuma Harishon B'keder Shenafal. Ma'umachmas Harishon Naflu Kal Hasumin. And then because of that, there's a big pile up, and they're all. It's like the blind leading the blind, right? They're all walking behind him. He's got one stick. He falls, and it falls on top of him. So therefore, because of that, lafika chayev akadarishon b'tzei kulam. Number one is chayev for everybody's damages.
So that's literally lifnei.
That's literally lifnei iver, right? That's literally lifnei iver.
Yeah, that's a proof.
Lifnei iver means even lifnei iver, right? The jug's sitting there, and all the blind people fall over it, right? Okay. Because the second guy, the second guy could have prevented the third guy from falling, and he didn't. He could have gotten up. So that's what the Ramban asks. And if he couldn't have gotten up, it should be Rishon's fault. And we said it's not, because you're not chayav for falling. We're not pusher you for falling. It's not your fault that you fell. It's an accident happened. So you should be chayav now for Shani's kalim. That's a little far fetched. Right, according to Reb Meir, if you hold that falling is negligent, then yes. Yes, you fall, you're negligent, and all the consequences of your action, you're going to be chayav for. That's a little harsh. So the Chacham didn't hold like that. All right? Okay, we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.